Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Andy Peters with Keller Williams in Peachtree Corners, Georgia. Last year, he, his wife Leslie, and team closed 185 transactions with a total sales volume of $65 million and earned $1.8 million in GCI. His average sales price was $353,000, of which 60% were buyers and 40% were sellers. Andy has a 16-member team, one director of sales, one lead listing agent, one lead buyer agent, five buyer agents, one inside sales agent, one director of operations, one director of marketing, one transaction coordinator, one listing manager, one service support specialist, one runner, and one director of expansion. Andy Peters is the team leader of the Peters Company. He's been an agent for 9 years. This year, he's on track to sell 250 homes worth $85 million. He works Metro Atlanta and Northeast Georgia. In this call, Andy talks about joining forces with his wife to form a power sales duo, splitting roles in the sales and operations and maintaining an even ratio as the team grew, maxing out at 60 sales per year as a single field agent, growing the team by hiring people who are looking for an opportunity, not a paycheck, the goal of 100 applications per position field and only hiring the top 1%. 85% of his business is repeat and referrals from past clients and sphere of influence. Massive success with the 33-touch referral program, including a full description of what to do and when to do it. How to send items of value in lumpy mail that establishes you as the creative agent who can find marketing solutions. Identifying the people in your database who are the income determiners and developing a special relationship with them. Hosting 4 parties and events per year to connect with your past clients and sphere of influence, including Pumpkin Patch, Easter Egg Hunt, and Derby Day. How to get people who only want to work with the team leader to work with your team members and be happy about it. Team dynamics, compensation, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Andy.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Andy. It's great to have you here. Andy, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
Wow, that felt like 100 years ago. So before real estate, I went straight out of college and went to work with my father, who had a family drinking water company. And he really did not want me to come to work with him. He wanted me to go to Xerox and learn sales. He was a salesman. That's where he learned. And he was very worried about how he could train me, you know, what his ability was to train me, even though he was one of the best sales trainers in that industry for years. He was not very confident about that. And looking back on it, I'm so thankful that I did what I did, because I did get to learn directly from him. And, essentially worked my way up from a sales agent calling on business to business, you know, selling drinking water machines, like a vending service to businesses, and then became a sales manager. And eventually in 2006, we sold that business, or we merged that business with 4 other companies across the country. And we had some venture capital funds, and it was a really fun time. Obviously the economy was jamming in 2006, and I stayed on with the company for 2 years and managed Georgia and Florida. So I traveled quite a bit. I would come home on Thursdays or Friday evenings, and my wife, who was already in real estate, was having quite the success in it. And she would hand me the boy, at that time was 1.5, 2 years old, would hand him to me, and he'd be out the door showing houses and making deals happen. And I was at home for the rest of the weekend, essentially, as Mr. Mom. And as time went by, she became really worn down and needed help. And we began to have conversations about what would it look like if she were to join a team or if she would hire an assistant. And after doing the same thing for 8 years, you know, I was kind of interested in doing something different. And with my dad being out of the picture, I didn't have that tie to that business as much anymore. So really, 2008, she and I decided for me to get into business, and I was her first hire.
How did you start the team as far as what were the roles that you each played?
Well, that was kind of a dance that we did. Initially, what we found was that there was quite the magic in two people selling. So we would go on listing appointments together, and it was funny because a lot of times I would connect with the wife and she'd connect with the husband and we'd get the deal done or vice versa, but there was different personalities at play and it worked. So as a team, we both sold and it became quite addictive. As our son became older though, we saw that it was very difficult on our home life to have, you know, two people's phone ringing all the time. So we made a decision. We decided to split up the business and we said, all right, there's a sales division and there's an operations division. And at that point, she was rather burned out, like I said before. And so she said, you know what? I don't want clients anymore. I just want to handle the back end. I want to work more of a schedule, 9 to 5. I don't want the weekends. I don't want the night. And for me, you know, being in sales, I like the transactions. I like the fast pace. I was like, well, sign me up. Like, I'll gladly do that. So that's what we did. And she was an amazing operation. You know, at that point, I guess technically she was an executive assistant, but she operated like a director of operations. And she's done every position on the operations side of the ball. And that was really, really helpful for us as we started growing our team because she had done everything. And if you ask me how to do the operations, I would point you right back to her.
You said it came together really well. That first year that you got into real estate and you teamed up, how did the business go? Did it take off?
Well, we ended up, we were making steady gains. We were increasing by at least 10% year over year. And keep in mind, in 2008, you know, the mortgage meltdown occurred and there's a lot of panic in the real estate market. And for me and for us, you know, we woke up every morning and we got to work and did not really make any excuses in terms of the market. It was all about activity. So we were just hell-bent, really, on making this work because I had given up $150,000 sales job in my previous life. And so we had no choice. We had to make it work. So we started getting involved with short sales and understanding what was happening in the market, how we could react and weather the storm. But what really got us through was first-time home buyers because, you know, regardless of the market, you always have people that have to buy their first home. And because of our age, we were at a point to where, you know, we were late 20s, early 30s. We had a lot of people that were buying that first house, or perhaps they had the condo that, you know, they got married and now they're having their first child. So we benefited quite a bit from that just, you know, I think generationally, we didn't feel that hit on the top end because we didn't have those clients to begin with. We had to work, you know, hard and work to get our average price point up over the years because initially it was all about first time and second time home buyers.
Today, does your wife work with you in the business and the team?
She does. In fact, she works on the team more than I do. She is director of operations, so she has a team of outstanding, you know, operations people that report to her, the transaction coordinator, the listing coordinator, the director of marketing. She has an ISA that's growing an ISA team, inside sales agent. You know, we've got a flex person on the service support side that kind of fills in the gaps depending on what the client load looks like or the workload looks like. So she's got a very full job. She manages actually more people than I do.
You said that for a while there, she was getting a little burned out, but by moving to the inside of the operation, it sounds like that's balanced things out and that things are much better for her as well as for you working on the outside.
you know, for me, I started out doing buyers and sellers. That works really well. I enjoyed it. And then eventually got to the point to where it was just too much for me to do both sides of it. I think at the 60 units doing both buyers and sellers, that decision to hire our first buyer's agent that has been a fantastic hire. She's actually moved through our organization now, become lead buyer's agent. Now she's moved on to the lead listing agent. And she has a growth plan in place to help her get even higher in our organization. And that's really kind of been our secret sauce through the years, is that we've always taken our time when we hired people. But when we hire folks, we don't really hire them for the job that we hire them for. We hire leaders, and then we teach them how to do whatever it is that we need done. And as a result of that, they don't have ceilings in our organization, and they join mainly for opportunities versus paychecks. If we've done anything right, that's probably the one thing we've done right.
Let's do this. Let's give everybody a big picture of where you are. Let's move forward to today. Last year, how many homes did you sell? What was the sales volume on that?
So last year, we sold 185 homes. It was over $60 million in sales volume. Last year, we had 9 people on the team, and we were pretty evenly split sales and admin, or sales and operations. We've always tried to keep that balance, because what we know is that a terrible salesperson and an awesome operations person makes for an awesome experience. A terrible operations person and a great salesperson makes for a very average or terrible experience. So we have always tried to be more balanced towards customer service than we have on sales. And that also helps us grow faster. It allows us to kind of lean into the business. And when we hire additional salespeople, that ramp that gets them going, you know, it allows us to be able to service that well.
On the 185 homes you sold last year, do you recall the GCI?
GCI was 1.86 million, something like that.
That's fantastic. You're continuing some growth on the team here. What's your objective for this year with the team?
So we got into a massive growth plan at the end of last year because, quite frankly, in 2015, we were the number one sales team for Keller Williams in the state of Georgia. And in 2016, although we had a better year, we ended up, I believe we ended up at third, which did not feel so well. And the reason why we got beat was a lack of sales associates. We just did not have the manpower to run the race. So we were 9 people then, and now we're 15. And, you know, again, we're kind of continuing to balance operations and sales. And it's almost one operations, one salesperson, one operations, one salesperson. This year, our goal is 80 million in volume. We'll hit roughly 250 units.
Well, that is fantastic. I'd like to ask a follow-up question, something you said earlier. You said that probably one of the things that has helped you with your long-term success is hiring the right people, and that people are joining you for opportunities rather than a paycheck. How are you finding the right people?
So this has changed through the years. I mean, initially, you had to, you know, create some sort of opportunity map for people. And that opportunity map generally looked like an organizational chart. So you could field a pathway for somebody, and, you know, they could physically see exactly how they move through the organization. And we would project a big vision, and we would sell that vision to people. And our goal, no matter what position we're hiring for, is to have 100 applicants. And the reason why it's 100 is we feel like we're in the top 1% in the industry. And so in order to keep...
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.